The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
The following program is sponsored by Tradeway.com and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Every day, Monday through Friday, we get together 4 to 7 each afternoon to talk about what I call matters that really do matter, things of importance and significance that you and I can talk about, learn about, also keeping you posted on very important and exciting events upcoming, such as a 2-day training event called Step 1, Start Your Journey. Being held in our area Friday and Saturday, November 22nd and 23rd at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Joining me to talk about these days and tell you how it can really help you truly improve and strengthen your own financial future, our good friend David Mitchell. He is founder and CEO of Tradeway. While long a very successful leader in the world of business, David's greatest passion is that of serving the kingdom of God as a pastor for over 30 years. And that includes his current ministry as pastor of a church in Corsicana, Texas. David also hosts the popular Word on Investing by Tradeway. That's a radio program that airs on Christian radio stations all across the country, including, by the way, our own 780 AM WAVA, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5 a.m. and again 4:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on 780 a.m. WAVA. So David, my friend, it's an honor always to talk with you. Welcome back to WAVA and the Don Crow Show.
Thank you, Don. Great to be with you today.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mentioned very briefly, and I know there are folks who've heard you on the program before, but there are others hearing about David Mitchell and Tradeway System for the first time. So take a few moments to tell us a little bit about both.
All right. Well, Don, I was a businessman before I was saved. I had 2 degrees in business, including an MBA degree. I was running our family oil company, and I was on my way to work one morning, and the Lord Jesus saved me. He called me out of darkness into light that day, changed my life. And I was about 24 years old at that time and went home and told my wife something had happened to me. I wasn't sure what, but I said, I think I got saved today. And so that changed my life. I met my mentor probably 3 months after that. His name was Dr. Irwin Freeman, and some people called him Rocky Freeman. And he was a great revivalist preacher around the country and around the world back in those days. He was a Jewish believer. And he didn't want me to go to seminary. I got called to preach 3 years after my salvation, by the way. But he became my mentor. He did not want me to go to seminary because he said so many of them are too liberal right now. But I've got all the books, all the theology books you need. I'll be your guide. So that was my seminary. And I've been in the ministry now for over 35 years and senior pastor at Park Meadows Church in Corsicana, Texas for 25 years or so. And so that's my first love, is studying and teaching the word. But because of my business background, I've never had to take a salary from the church. God has continued to bless me in businesses that we own, and we have wonderful Christian people running those businesses for us, and God's continued to bless me in that. So one of the things our family decided to do about 10 years ago was to start to go around the country and teach brothers and sisters in Christ some of the skill sets that we've passed down through our family from the time of my grandfather, on stock trading and trading in the stock and options markets and how you do that, how money works, how investments work, what's the difference between long-term investments and shorter-term investments, which sometimes you can call that trading in the market, and why is it that today people say trading doesn't work, it's got to be long-term buy and hold, whereas 30 years ago that wasn't the case, and a lot of things like that. So we you know, those things have been passed down in our family and their skill sets, but they're not really taught so much in school, even business school. Really the only thing that's taught there about it is ratios that you run or doing fundamental analysis, which has to do primarily with longer term investments. You do it with short term ones also, but they just talk about that mostly. So I learned the skill sets for trading from my grandfather. He was a really good stock trader. My great grandfather got us in the oil business. And so my grandfather had the great problem of trying to figure out what to do with excess money that the company was making. So that's when he learned to be a good stock trader. And I can remember sitting at his knee as a little boy and listening to him, you know, talk to the stockbroker and telling him what to do. He never took advice from the broker. He told the broker what to do. And that's the first thing I learned from him. But it's been wonderful. We didn't know how this would turn out, but we're in just about every major market in the country now, and we've got close to 50 staff members and many speakers going around the country teaching these principles. And what's happened is that there are also a lot of Bible, let's put it this way, the oldest book in the world that contains economic and financial principles is the Bible. And a lot of people don't know that. So we teach a lot of principles from the Word of God that have to do with economics and finance and all kinds of business, but including trading, believe it or not. So it's amazing how much information is there if you know where to look for it. And when you do find it, it's authoritative, which means it works for people. So, you know, we just had a lot of interesting things happen also, Don, that we didn't plan on when we planned these stock market meetings, is that because we do include the Word of God, we've actually had many, many people around the country tell us they've actually had revival in their lives, personal revival, because of these stock market meetings, believe it or not. And that they say that they've started reading and studying the Word of God again for the first time in many years and had lives turned around, even salvation. So it's just that is part of God's plan for it that we didn't plan, but I've learned, Don, that God's plan is always better than ours.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue, David, in a moment, come back and talk about the Tradeway system itself and about these upcoming events that are scheduled for our area. Folks, we're talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway, a two-day training event called Step One, Start Your Journey, being held in our area Friday and Saturday, November 22nd and 23rd, at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Stay with us. More to come.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Don Crow here, senior pastor at Plymouth Haven Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. We're looking for a part-time, primarily weekends, children's ministry director and a part-time youth ministry director, possibly combining the two positions into one full-time position should the right person be available. If you're interested in applying for one or both of these positions, call our church office at 703-360-4370. That's 703-360-4370. Or find out more at PlymouthHaven.org.
Hey, one more thing before we're done. You've heard people say things like, you know, if you'd bought $100 worth of Apple stock back in 1980, you'd have more than $60,000 today, right? Well, let's talk about a different kind of investment for a minute. If you and your spouse join us at the upcoming Weekend to Remember Marriage getaway at the Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay the weekend of November 22nd, trust me, that investment in your marriage is going to pay big dividends. Find out more or register online at weekendtoremember.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss. Because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you, for free, how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA coming up. Step one, start your journey. Friday and Saturday, November 22nd and 23rd, at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. David, what can people expect to learn in this first Tradeway event if this happens to be their first one?
You know, that's interesting because working on some of our radio shows, we did a segment on what does day one look like on the two-day event. And day one alone, not even counting the second day, had over 21 different concepts that are taught. And that may sound difficult. It's not really difficult, though, but it's having to learn a little bit about the language of Wall Street and what some of their terminology means, because the truth is they're not that interested in you being able to understand investing. Because think about it, if you cannot understand it, then you will give them your money that they get to trade with risk-free. Does that seem great? Not really. And then you're paying them commissions to trade and risk your money. So, you know, nobody cares about your money as much as you do. So our philosophy at Tradeway is that it's best for you to learn to fly your own plane financially. So, you know, you need to be the pilot. So it's not that hard to learn the language. And once you learn their language, even if you never wanted to trade stocks, you could at least manage your financial manager and not allow him to lose 35% of your hard-earned money the next time we have a correction like we did in the year 2000 and again in the year 2008. So a large part of it, Don, is learning the language that first day and of the stock market world, why stocks exist, how they work. And then we do show you a little bit about some of the power that you could have if you learned how to do some simple strategies yourselves. But The second day is the fun day, because there you're learning some things about technical analysis, like how to look at a chart of a stock and see its little cycles and what it has been doing in history, and if it might tend to repeat that, if there's a mathematical significance to whether it might do it or not. That's using probability math, but I don't want that to scare you either, because you don't. It's really visual, so you can actually look at the chart and see these patterns and not have to do the math. The chart does it for you. So you kind of learn to draw what we call support and resistance lines, which is how you can kind of tell when the stock tends to hit what we call support and bounce up. It goes up for a while, and it hits what we call resistance, and it turns it down, and it tends to go down until it hits support again. And you learn how to draw those like the big boys on Wall Street do them and how they use them. And we teach you those skill sets. So in addition to the 21 some odd things you learn the first day, you learn all of that the second day. And when you go home, you think, I did not know that God had put all that on the shelf for me. And yet he has.
And that is, I know for a lot of people, probably one of the most intimidating areas of life is to imagine themselves functioning at all in the confusing and complex world in their minds of Wall Street and investing. And yet you're saying this is not reserved just for people who have an MBA or have some kind of degree or even a natural penchant for figures or a finance background. Just about anybody can do it if they just get the skill set, right?
Well, that's true. 95% of the people that come to our training sessions don't know anything about Wall Street. Many of them never owned a business. So we start from ground floor, and we take the whole thing about our companies. We've spent over a decade learning how to do this. We take the confusing, scary information of Wall Street, and we break it down, and we make it simple and fun. And step by, when I say simple, I mean you can learn it line upon line, step by step, a little at a time, and that makes it possible to learn it and to actually understand it. And like the Bible says in so many places, Old and New Testament, that if you gain knowledge and understanding, it can have the potential of filling your house with riches. The Bible says that. Now, I'm not promising it, but God does. And so certainly if you learn skill sets and understanding about how money works and how the stock market works and how investing is done properly and all these things, it definitely gives you that potential. Even God's word says so.
Early on, you mentioned, and I'm sure some folks out there caught it, that your great-grandfather and granddad had the wonderful problem of making considerable amounts of money in oil and didn't know what to do with it. I can hear some folks saying, well, I didn't have a rich granddad, and I don't have any money really lying around that I don't know what to do with. So is this simply reserved for people who can come up with a good chunk of cash?
It is not reserved for only people with a lot of cash. And here's what I have found. It's interesting. Our family's been involved in many kinds of businesses through the years, and we own three businesses right now, all the way from manufacturing businesses in the past. We don't own a manufacturing company now, but we have, all the way to marketing companies and oil businesses and educational companies, different things. The thing that I have found that is not only the most fun, but also has the most doable entry level of almost any business, if not every business in the world, is to create a stock trading business, because even if you wanted to start a little pretzel shop at the mall, it might cost you $50,000 to $70,000 in franchising fees and in investment money just to get it going. A McDonald's franchise might cost, who knows now, I used to know, but it's probably $2 million now or something, or $1.5 million something, who knows. But the entry into any kind of entrepreneurial endeavor where you're starting a business costs thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. But you can open a brokerage account for nothing. It doesn't cost any money. It's free. You just open the account, and then you could have a garage sale. You could have an uncle loan you $500. Who knows? But you could then wire $500, $1,200. It doesn't have to be a large amount into that account and begin to trade stocks. And so we teach people how to do safely learn this. In other words, we like you to do what we call paper trading first, where you're not even risking any money, but you're doing trades to see if you're doing well. And then we have a concept that we advise people to use that we call small money trading, where you take a small amount like $500 or $1,200, or even if you were a millionaire, around not more than $5,000, we would suggest, in a whatever small to you, and you do the same trades with that small amount. And that way it really shows you if you're keeping the rules, because it will show up in your little trading account. Mm. But at the same time, you don't lose a lot of money, because by definition, small, we mean we want you to put an amount that if you lost all of it, didn't even matter much. It wouldn't hurt you. And so not that you're going to lose it, but I'm saying that's how you determine the amount. And then when you learn some of the concepts, such as stop losses, which are the ability for you to put in the software, and you make the trade, you can manage the amount you would lose if the trade went the wrong way and keep it acceptably small on the loss end of it, so that the way that you get the math in your favor is to average, say, 8% when the stop doesn't go the right way, and maybe average 30-35% potentially if it goes the right way. And you can see you don't even have to get but about half the trades correct if you keep that discipline to get the math in your favor and make money. So it's not like you have to get them all right, which is impossible anyway. You can't tell the future, but what you can do is use probability math to look at what the stock has been doing, look at what the world events are, and put all those things in place to do a trade that makes sense and that has education behind it, where it's not just a guess. It's an educated risk, and that's how the big boys do it.
Well, David, what would you say really makes Tradeway stand apart and different from perhaps other types of investing training programs?
Well, I think at this point, we've got over a decade of experience in our great educational system that I learned from my folks, my grandparents on down, and we began to teach that to people that long ago. And so we've learned what people don't know and how to teach better and how to get better and better at the educational end of it. And on the other hand, we're also an SEC registered investment advisory company. So we actually have the ability to be able to give investment advice and can do that with the experience that we have. So we've got both ends of the spectrum, and yet we're not one of the big Wall Street companies where we want to take your money and invest it and then charge you a commission. I mean, that what we would rather do is give you the education and eventually have you where you manage your money yourself. So we're not that interested in the commission end of trading with your money. In fact, we would far prefer to show you how to be in control of that, so that you're actually the manager. And you don't get there overnight, but if you take small steps and you get into our educational system, you literally can do it, and we have many people that are doing it. So that's where we're a little bit different, I think.
I know you've always offered a money-back guarantee. Is that still in place?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to get the advantage of a full-blown two-day training system that many companies might charge as much as $3,000, $4,000 for, and we're going to make that available for $99.95, and that's going to give you a ticket that gets your entire household in. And if your children are 12 years old or older, bring them. They'll love it. They'll do better at it than you will on the charting part the second day, and so you'll need their help. And then we'll give you an extra ticket free to bring a business partner or someone from church if you want to, or bring your pastor if you want to.
Folks, that is a great offer, and the track record is there. We've talked with David Mitchell in times past and will, of course, in the future as well. But I just wanted you to know, Step 1 Start Your Journey is being held Friday and Saturday, November 22nd and 23rd, at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723, or just go online to tradeway.com. Or just go to WAVA.com, click on events, and you can do it there as well.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On?
Woohoo! Yes!
Off?
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Ambrin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI US Mulo 52 weeks 714-19 by UPC MLBO.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. When I competed in gymnastics, I used to love to talk about my health, my energy, and my will to win gold. But today, I want to talk to you about something I used to keep private. My menopause. Between my hot flashes and night sweats and, worse, my constant fatigue, I felt like a stranger in my own life. Nothing I tried could give me relief until I discovered Ambrin.
Ambrin is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. Ambrin is not a drug and is 100% estrogen-free and clinically tested.
Thanks to Ambrin now, my energy is back, and those days of fearing hot flashes and night sweats are gone. I feel like myself again. Ambrin works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Ambrin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association at this station.
This is Dan Proft for townhall.com. Lori Lightfoot was elected mayor of Chicago in April to much national fanfare as a triumph of identity politics. She labeled herself a triple threat because she's black, gay, and female. Now, 6 months in and amid Chicago's second teacher strike in 7 years, Lightfoot has discovered math doesn't care about her intersectionality, and neither does the Chicago Teachers Union. Chicago teachers, already the highest paid in the nation, adjusted for cost of living, rejected a 16% pay increase over 5 years that would bring the average teacher salary to nearly $100,000. That doesn't include the net present value pension of more than $2 million guaranteed, for which teachers contributed only 2% of their salaries. The Chicago public school system currently has nearly $20 billion in bills and less than $3 billion to pay for them. Chicago's Democrat politics have done a torch job on the city finances, rivaling what fire did to the physical city in 1871. Lightfoot is just the latest pyromaniac. I'm Dan Proft.
Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
I-66 westbound at U.S. 29 Centerville. We have a jackknife tractor trailer. Three left lanes are blocked. Traffic gets by one lane to the right, and it is at a crawl from the Fairfax County Parkway. Eastbound 66 jammed up between Lee Highway and the Roosevelt Bridge. I-95 southbound heavy from the Marine Corps base to the Rappahannock River Bridge. Northbound it's slow from Dumfries Road to Virginia 123. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 56. For tomorrow, a little sunshine in the morning, then increasing clouds in the afternoon. It will be mild with a high of 68. Tomorrow night, plenty of clouds and mild with a couple of showers, low 61. On Sunday, mostly cloudy and warm. Rain tapers off as the day goes on, high 74. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Bob Smirbeck.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number. 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. My guest this hour reminds us that October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and Respect Life Month, yet he notes there are very few reminders of this. PSA, social media campaigns, news coverage. In an article that first appeared in the American Spectator titled Taking Pride in Down Syndrome Children, Dr. Paul Kengor shares a personal example, highlights the need to champion human dignity and life, all life, if you will. And as many of you know, Paul is professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values, and chief academic fellow of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. He's also the author of a number of great books. His latest, A Pope and a President, John Paul II, Ronald Reagan, and the Extraordinary Untold Story of the 20th Century. Paul, it's always an honor to have you on the show. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Don. It's always good to be with you. This is, I told Julie, this is one of my favorite shows.
Oh, you say the right things, my friend. No, really, we've had a long relationship together talking about various things, and we're going to continue that as the good Lord allows. Now, you open your column with a personal example regarding a Down syndrome boy. Very positive story, very encouraging. But as I read it, I said, sadly, not typical of what's happening in this whole world of Down syndrome babies. So take us to there.
Yeah, well, that's right, Don. So I was recently at Chocolate World in Hershey Park, Hershey, Pennsylvania, which I don't know, from D.C.
Well, we've lost him here. I don't know what happened there, but we'll reconnect. Again, let me mention Paul Kengor's books are all worth your attention. Just type his name into your search engine, Paul Kengor, K-E-N-G-O-R, and pull up a number of books. He's written on George W. Bush. He's written on Hillary Clinton. He's written on any number of subjects and personages, if you will, in our news. And so anything he writes is very, very helpful and interesting. And we've talked about a lot of those books. Do we have you back, Paul?
Hi, Don. Are you there?
I am. I don't know what happened, but we're back again. Yeah, let's go to Hershey. I can smell the chocolate as you drive through the city.
That's right. That's right. It's what, probably about a 2-hour drive up from D.C., right? You go up Route 15 and up through Gettysburg and that area. And my family usually goes there probably every other year if we're traveling through the state of Pennsylvania. We live in Western PA, and we always stop at Chocolate World. And you know, many of the listeners probably know about this. It's this giant candy land, this like chocolate paradise. And the highlight of it, you take this ride through self-guided vehicles through this kind of flashy, loud exhibit, and you learn about the history of Hershey's chocolate. And that's all fun. The kids always like it. You could, like you said, you could literally smell the chocolate as you're going through. And a sort of a highlight, especially for our kids, is when you get off the little self-guided vehicles and you walk out to head over to the giant candy store, there's always somebody that hands you a chocolate bar. And the last few times, Don, that I've done this, the kid handing the chocolate bar has been a boy with Down syndrome. Probably the last 2 or 3 times. And I think it's always a different boy, but it's always a boy with Down syndrome. And it just struck me that, you know, well, probably 80 to 90% of the people that are going through that line would happily accept the chocolate bar from the Down syndrome kid. And actually, the number is probably more like 100%, right? We know this for certain. Upwards of 80 to 90% of women in America who are given a prenatal identification in the womb of a Down syndrome child choose to abort the child. And in America, we're not even as bad as places like Denmark, where the rate is 98%, and places like Iceland. And you probably remember hearing about this a year or two ago, the listeners as well. Down syndrome is boasting, or Iceland, they are boasting that they've eliminated Down syndrome. And when you hear that, it's like, wow, they eliminated Down syndrome. What are they doing in Iceland, right? What kind of magic pill? They doing some kind of surgery in the womb that we don't know about? No, they've eliminated it through abortion. They've eliminated it by identifying Down syndrome children in the womb in Iceland and creating a culture where women are so willing to embrace abortion over a child who has Down syndrome, that the abortion rate in Iceland for, you know, for mothers who have children with Down syndrome is now almost 100%. And I think that this is tragic. It's sad. And this month is Down Syndrome Awareness Month. And I don't know how many people in America even realize, you know, that tragedy, what's going on in places like Iceland.
And as you mentioned, Iceland in particular, the head of the nation's leading prenatal diagnosis unit said, well, we miss a few. But he, you know, he said, as all the, well, we'll get them all eventually. And yet they're the lucky ones, as you say, the ones that they didn't get.
That's right. Yeah, the health official says, well, we don't look at abortion as murder, right? He says, we look at it as a thing that we ended, a thing that we ended. He said, we ended a possible life that may have had a huge complication, and we prevented suffering for the child and the family. And, you know, I'm reminded of Hitler's final solution for what he called, you know, Germany's Jewish problem, which was death. You know, you solve the problem by killing the problem, and you know, or maybe Stalin, who infamously said, "Death solves all problems. No man, no problem." It's like Iceland's modern twist is death solves all Down syndrome, right? No child, no problem. And what really bothers me about this too, Don, is that people listening know this. What I'm about to say, there are millions of kids with Down syndrome. They're happy. They're happy kids. If people with Down syndrome will tell you that they are some of the happiest people that you'll ever meet. They don't have a lot of the anxieties and depressions and moods that you know, the vast majority of other human beings of higher intelligence have. They're happy kids. And you know, so Iceland's not doing them a favor, nor doing their families a favor. By eliminating these children by, you know, to be blunt, killing them before they're born.
And nor are they doing the culture, ours or Iceland's or any other culture, a favor by doing this. I want to come back, Paul, and talk about the price we're paying as a culture for this, we call it culture of death, that has so gripped our nation and the world at large in some of these things we're talking about. Stay with us, Paul Kangor, and I will be back in a moment.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. No official announcement just yet, but the trade publication Automotive News says General Motors employees appear to have ratified last week's tentative labor agreement. UAW union locals have been voting all week, and the returns seem to show that the PAC has enough votes for ratification. Stocks closed out the week with a positive Friday session. The Dow Industrials rose 152 points. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 57, and the S&P 500 added 12. Despite falling short of estimates on both the top and bottom lines in the third quarter, shares of Goodyear Tire soared 9.4% today. Goodyear reported adjusted per-share earnings of 45 cents on revenue of $3.8 billion. Another big gainer today, Intel, the semiconductor giant's quarterly earnings and revenue released after yesterday's close, blew past expectations, and it raised its full-year forecast. Intel today rallied 8%. Oil prices rose for a fourth straight day today, December crude gaining 43 cents. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don Crow here again for the Bible League. Thanking thanking all of you who've been so helpful in our campaign to stand with them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Your response has been very generous, but we still are a few thousand Bibles short of our goal of providing nearly 7,000 Bibles for our fellow Christians around the world. And we only have a few days left to complete our efforts. So would you consider an extra generous gift right now to the Bible League? $50 buys 10 Bibles, $100 buys 20, $250 buys 50 Bibles, and a gift of $500 will provide 100 Bibles to suffering Christians all over the world. And I can assure you, your gift of any amount is going to be a huge blessing to brothers and sisters in Christ who need us right now more than ever before. Just call 800-YES-WORD with your most generous gift right now, would you? That's 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Or give online at WAVA.com.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858. 404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy did. Loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
But on Crow Show on WAVA, my guest, Dr. Paul Kengor, very outstanding writer and professor and much, much more, social commentator, tracking some of the dynamics that really are unfortunately part of our culture these days. We're talking right now about the fact that this is, as we've been saying, Down Syndrome Awareness Month, the month of October, but he points out how many of us even know that, very little said about it, and in fact wrote a column recently that we're talking about taking pride in Down Syndrome children. And Paul, as you said just before the break, the case in point, the Down Syndrome boy at Chocolate World at Hershey, and you say they're happy. They're literally among the happiest people on the planet, bereft of anxieties and complexities that afflict so many others. And then you talk about one of your favorite testimonies involving Ronald Reagan and New York's Cardinal Terrence Cook. Take us to that.
Yeah, I love this anecdote, Don. I discovered it a few years ago when doing research for, I think it was my God and Ronald Reagan book. It was probably that one. And it's a July 1987 talk that Ronald Reagan gave at the White House to a small group of pro-life leaders. I just discovered the video archived at the Reagan Library. And Ronald Reagan stood up there and he said to the group, he said, "I'd like to leave you with a quotation that means a great deal to me." He said, "It's from my friend, the late Cardinal Terrence Cook of New York." And the quote is this: "The gift of life, God's special gift, is no less beautiful when it's accompanied by illness or weakness, hunger or poverty, mental or physical handicaps, loneliness or old age. Indeed, at these times, human life gains extra splendor, because it requires our special care, our concern, our reverence." Reagan said, quoting Cook, "It is in and through the weakest of human vessels that the Lord continues to reveal the power of his love." And the message there, Don, it applies perfectly to a person with Down syndrome. It's in caring for someone with Down syndrome, somebody with a mental or physical handicap, that God can bring out for us the extra splendor in human life. You see how vulnerable life is. You see that everybody's made in the image and dignity of God, the sanctity and dignity of human life, the imago Dei, right, the image of God. And it's through caring for such people that you know, we can mirror God's love for his creatures. It can bring out not just the best in people who have, say, Down syndrome, it can bring out the best in us. And I remember, Don, one time sharing that with a student of mine. His name is Jeff, and he lives now in Charlottesville, Virginia, and he has a Down syndrome daughter named Maddie. And I sent him that quote, and he said, oh, he said, that's so true. He said, that's so true. And he's told me many times, he said, you know, little Maddie is the light of our life. You know, they have other children without Down syndrome. You know, well, they're the lights of their lives as well. But you know, Maddie is special. They love her, and she's great, and she's wonderful. And they couldn't imagine their lives without her life.
Well, as you're talking about it, of course, not Down syndrome cases, but where would we be without, as a culture, without Helen Keller, let's say? Or where would we be without Johnny Erickson Tada? Huge gifts right. given to the world through ladies that really worked through great adversity, and in Johnny's case, continue to this very moment. It would be an impoverished world without these people who worked out of the context of their brokenness or their weakness or their inabilities, if you will, in the natural.
Well, yeah, and I have a friend here at Grove City College, and he just told me that his son turned 16, and the son still doesn't walk yet. They have to carry him around. He's very disabled. And you know, we talk frequently, and I'll say, how's your son doing? How's John doing? And, you know, Don, he always says he's doing great. And he told me the other day, because we were talking about this Down syndrome article that I wrote, he had read it, and he said, John is the happiest kid in the world. People would look at him and say, oh, that's awful. Yeah, the suffering that you all must be going through. And, to quote the person from Iceland, right, what a huge complication. We need to prevent this suffering for your child and your family by aborting John before he was born. And my friend Darren says, no, he's happy. He loves life. He can't get around and jump up and get him down, but he's a happy kid. And that's true. But that's not the type of culture that we've developed in the United States. This unfortunate, not this culture of life, but this culture of death that's pervading so much of the West.
I want to come back to that as our final segment. As you say, it is also so countercultural in modern Western society from Iceland to the United States. What brought us to this point? Not any one thing, but there are some very significant dynamics and voices through the years past that have put us where we are today, folks. Talking with Paul Kengor about it. Stay with us.
Dr. Brian Paris, he's the founder of I Hate Knee Pain. And folks, he's in studio with me this morning. Doc, I Hate Knee Pain completely fixed my knee problem. How can our listeners with knee pain like I had get the same treatment and pain relief?
Rich, most people with knee pain, they're steered towards cortisone and knee replacements. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be that way. It's super simple. All you have to do is give us a call at 301-679-7900, or you can visit us online at IHateKneePain.com, and we can help you get rid of your knee pain and keep you off the operating table. Super simple. 679-7900, IHateKneePain.com.
Folks, it's an amazing program. It truly cares about its patients, so I urge you to head on over to IHateKneePain.com in Rockville and stop living with knee pain. I did, and I'm never looking back. With the exception of Medicaid, all major medical insurance and Medicare is accepted.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you, for free, how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate, 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
The Don Crow Show, WAVA, conversation with Dr. Paul Kengor of Grove City College for a couple of more minutes. And Paul, let's talk for just this last couple of minutes about the root of all of this and the impact it has on our culture. I remember the late Malcolm Muggeridge warning us that, look, and these are this is a paraphrase, but the warning was, if we're going to kill our unborn babies, don't be surprised when we start killing the elderly as well.
Well, that's right. And I, you know, I have to point out Margaret Sanger in this, Don. And, you know, she's the founder of Planned Parenthood, which, you know, she pursued what she called race improvement. And her goal was to rid America of what she called morons, idiots, and imbeciles. And she actually said, this is an exact quote, "The most urgent problem today is how to limit and discourage the over-fertility of the mentally and physically defective." Her opus of all of her books, it's called The Pivot of Civilization, published way back in 1922. And people listening, you might want to pull over. But she urged that, quote, "every feeble-minded girl or woman of the hereditary type, especially of the moron class, should be segregated during the reproductive period. Otherwise, she's almost certain to bear imbecile children, who in turn are just as certain to breed other defectives," unquote. So Margaret Sanger, one of the reasons she wanted birth control was for this eugenics purpose of ridding America and the world of women of the moron class, children of the moron class, imbecile children, idiots. I mean, that's the kind of language that the founder of Planned Parenthood, who is an icon to progressives in the United States, that's the kind of language that she used. And I think this month, which is Down Syndrome Awareness Month and also Respect Life Month, it's good to be reminded that, you know, Planned Parenthood, now the nation's largest abortion provider, there's ugly long roots that go way back to Margaret Sanger. This disrespect for people who are mentally disabled, this didn't start in Iceland a few years ago. I mean, this has long, ugly roots in the West and in the United States.
Final question, what can our listeners do both this month but every month of the year to speak out on these issues and to raise the consciousness of neighbors, friends, the government, whatever?
Yeah, I mean, unlike Pride Month, right? You don't see rainbow flags, and you know where you see rainbow flags in every major city, you don't really see any visible reminders of Down syndrome. And I guess I would just tell people to spread the word that it's not a tragedy to have a Down syndrome child. They are people don't eliminate their dogs, you know, right? A Down syndrome child is far more special, far more intelligent than your dog. They're people too. They're human beings with sanctity and dignity. They're God's, made in the image of God, and so treat them well, respect them well, and don't look at them as a problem, as a moment of suffering, as an instrument of suffering that should be stopped before it's born. I think that's exactly the wrong attitude. And we need to start creating a culture of life here in America and in the West.
Thank you for working with us and helping us in that direction with pieces of writing like this one, Paul, and talking about it. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Thanks for giving me the time, Don. I appreciate it.
Dr. Paul Kangor, Taking Pride in Down Syndrome Children. You can find the column at faithandfreedom.com, faithandfreedom.com.
Dry skin, dry sinuses, or cracked furniture. Whole house humidifiers are on sale at aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Life-changing talk radio. Worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA. Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.